Hello, and welcome to the next edition of Count on CCB. CCB is a bank in this region with offices in Randolph, Salamanca, Springville, South Dayton, Dunkirk, their main office in Little Valley, and their brand new office on Fairmont Avenue at Mall Boulevard in Lakewood. We're talking about mortgages all this month, and joining us again is Lily Edwards, Retail Lending Manager at CCB. Lily, hello again.
Thanks for having us, Dennis.
And Paula Kay, Mortgage Loan Officer at CCB. Paula, welcome back also.
Thank you, Dennis.
We ran out of time on our last show because we get so involved in some of the important points to get out here for CCB. So I want to start today by just talking about, in general, the mortgage products offered by CCB. What kind of loans do you have? Fill in a little bit of that, maybe, Paula.
Sure. So we do have our conventional conforming fixed rate mortgage, right? So that is, if you will, the mortgages that kind of fit in the box, what everybody's looking for these days. You want to buy a house, you know, those are conforming mortgages. We also have adjustable rate mortgages for somebody that may be not staying in the house for as long as 30 years. So maybe a 5-1 ARM, something like that, 7-1 ARM. Maybe they just moved to the area for work and they're leaving in 3 to 5 years, and the rate's a little bit lower on that. We do offer USDA mortgages, which is a low down payment to specific areas and income. First-time home buyer programs, also low down payment, specific area and income driven. We have construction draw loans and construction end loans. Difference on that is the draw loans is we finance the actual build. The end loans, the builder does finance. And then we have a mortgage for seasonal properties.
So you have something really for almost everybody in every situation.
Absolutely.
So let us begin then. Paula and Lily, chime in on this as you want to. Somebody is at the beginning. They decide late in 2023 that they want to take these steps forward to buy a house, or they found one that they really want to be in. What are the first steps? What should they do?
Both Lily and I can chime in on this. So the first thing that they want to do is call us so we can get them pre-qualified. Very important to do so. Most realtors won't even show someone in a house these days without actually being pre-qualified. So they'll call us, we'll get some questions down, what type of price range area, so we know what kind of property taxes, how much money they have to work with, and what they're looking for. Is this a first-time home for them? Do they have a home for sale? Are we using proceeds for that? And so on and so forth. Once I get that information, they'll go again online through our system in Encompass. They'll fill out an application and authorize us to run credit at that point in time. They'll go ahead and send me their documents so I can pre-qualify them via pay stubs, if they're self-employed, tax returns, their bank statement showing me where they're getting the money to do the transaction. And I'll take a look at the total picture and make sure they fit into the box that we need them to fit into.
And just touching on that too, so the nice thing about our pre-qual, it gives the customer $100 off their closing costs. So, you know, it's something that not only gives them the ability to shop, but it also could make a difference there as well. And they're good typically for 90 days. Another thing, just when the customer is kind of in that beginning process looking to shop around, we have some great resources on our website, countonccb.com. So we have these financial calculators that let customers see, you know, what a mortgage payment may be, as well as the home affordability. So just when they're in those early stages, kind of shopping around to see, you know, what maybe they can afford, and then reaching out to Paula from there.
So if someone does get through this pre-qualification process, and there's a lot to it, but I can understand why, considering, to use a weather analogy here, as the snowball begins to get bigger,
right,
and starts rolling, it's important to have all that done in the first place.
Up front, right. Because the last thing they want is to buy a home and then find out they don't qualify for one.
So I find the home that I want, and then I negotiate a purchase agreement. Is that what I would need to get next?
Right. You're going to contact a realtor, or if somebody's selling it by themselves, sellers do that once in a while, and then they negotiate their purchase price.
So I have the purchase agreement, and then what else do I do after that?
Yep, so you would contact Paula, or if you want to stop by one of our local CCB branches, our branch manager or our area retail manager could put you in touch with Paula and then kind of get the ball rolling from there. I think Paula previously outlined kind of the documents that the customer may need. If you do a pre-qual, she'll already have those in hand, so it'll keep the ball rolling. If anything does come up missing, we'll pass those along as well. From there, it'll go on to underwriting. We typically say it'll take about 2 weeks for our customer to, from application to commitment. And that's really because at CCB, you can take advantage of that local underwriting. From there, you'll join forces with one of our mortgage loan administrators. So Paula will kind of pass that ball off and they'll be your right hand throughout the rest of the process. And it's just critical making sure, you know, you stay in contact with them. If there's any documents missing, they'll let you know. And that just keeps that process moving along and gets you into your dream house quicker.
You just said there'd be someone local,
yes,
who would be able to sit down and talk to me, or I could get them on the phone or email or something like that if I run into any kind of uncertain points,
yes,
in the process. Somebody right here in the community?
Yes.
Yep. Absolutely. Each branch has someone, as well as we can always get Paula on the phone as well if there's any additional questions. And our two mortgage loan administrators, they're right in Little Valley.
I emphasize that only because there's an awful lot, particularly if you're doing this for the first time, an awful lot that can seem to come out of the shadows and be something you didn't anticipate or uncertain or who knows what can happen.
Absolutely.
In the process. And you are right here.
Yes.
You could,
yes,
literally hold my hand if I needed it.
Yes, yes.
We have to stop this for now because we're over time once again. But we're talking about mortgages this month and why it's a good idea to get your mortgage through CCB on this radio program, Count on CCB. And we'll be back again next week at this time.